Hi, is Mickey on the line? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line? Hi, is Mickey on the line? Hello, Mickey? Hi, is Mickey on the line? Hi, is Mickey on the line? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line? Mickey, hi, are you on the line? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line? Hi, is Mickey there? Hi, Mickey, are you there? Hi, is Mickey on the line? Mickey, hi, are you on the line? Hi, Mickey, are you there? Hi, is Mickey on the line? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line? Mickey, hi, are you on the line? Hi, is Mickey there? Mickey, hi, are you on the line? Hi, is Mickey on the line? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line? Hi, is Mickey there? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line? Hi, is Mickey there? Hi, Mickey, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mickey, how are you? My name is Katie. Thank you so much for calling in.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me okay? My name is Katie, and I wanted to thank you for calling in.
Katie, thank you, Katie.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm on my cell phone. I'm on my personal cell phone, and I've got the speaker on so I can just hear it myself.
Okay. And are you, I just want to make sure, are you in a place where you can talk?
Yeah, I'm at a gas station here. I knew
You're
I wouldn't made
station.
It home. Right. I knew I wouldn't have made it home, so I pulled over to a gas station here, and I could sit here and talk. No problem.
All right. Will that be okay to chat for a little while you're parked at the gas station? All right. Well, I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Well, thank you for joining me. I wanted to get started by letting you know that I'm an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard, and I don't work in financial services. What I do is I have my own business, and I talk to people for a living about all kinds of subjects. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say. All right?
Okay.
Now, are you sure you're going to be comfortable in your car? Because this is going to take about 45 minutes. So I want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. My truck is very comfortable.
Okay. You're not going to be cold or anything?
No, I got heat.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to let you know that you know, I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda,
right.
All right? Anything goes in our conversation today, I tell people there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And what I mean by that are two things, honest, of course, and about you. You're only representing yourself today, all right?
Right.
I do want to let you know I am recording the conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes. And I have a note taker that's listening in that's a member of my research team. They won't be part of the conversation. But I want to assure you that everything is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way, all right?
Okay, no problem.
If we do get disconnected for whatever reason, if the call gets dropped or anything, just call back on this same number and use that same passcode to get in. All right?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, I want to find out a little bit more about you. I think you're in the state of Michigan, right? You don't have to tell me where, but is that correct? You're in Michigan?
No, that's fine. I'm here right now. I'm in Portage, Michigan.
Okay. And what is your work status? You don't have to tell me the company you work for, but what are you working full-time at this company?
Yeah, I work full-time, water and sewer.
Okay. And what about, who else lives with you, if anybody in your household? You have anybody at home with you?
My wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Right.
Now, we're going to be talking about financial services providers, specifically about retirement plans today. Right. But I want you to rest assured that at no time will we be discussing amounts or numbers or money or balances or anything like that, okay?
Uh-huh, right.
Now, do you have a retirement plan with your current employer?
No, the only thing we got is this 401, but
yeah,
my retirement's going to come through the VA.
Right. But let's talk about, you do have a 401k with your current employer?
Right.
Okay.
I do have one.
And that's what I want to focus on today. And how long have you been with your current employer?
18 years.
Oh, wow. That's quite a long time. And how long have you participated in their 401?
Probably 8 years,
okay.
Maybe 10, because
right.
it just came out here just 8 or 10 years ago.
Okay. All right. And do you contribute to that plan?
Yes, I do.
Mhm. All right. And who manages or provides that plan? Is it Vanguard or is it someone else?
It's Vanguard.
Okay. And so I want to talk a little bit about Vanguard. If you are at a desk, I would ask you to write this down. But since you're in your car, I won't.
I got a pen and paper here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Notepad.
So from time to time, I may ask you to. I'm going to ask you to write things down. I do that just so.
No
that,
problem.
Just so that you are able to capture your thoughts without my interrupting them. All right. So what I'd like to do is I'd like you to think about Vanguard and write down without telling me yet. Write down whatever your top-of-mind associations about Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, just write down what comes to mind. Associations, perceptions, thoughts, whatever comes to mind, kind of like a stream of consciousness. So I'm going to give you a few
moments.
Okay, it's all done. You're all done, okay. I was going to say I'm going to give you a few moments, but what did you write down?
Savings.
Okay, so tell me why that came to mind. Talk to me about
that. See, I've got CDs in that also.
Mm-hmm.
But this is mainly when I retire, I planned on pulling it out for my grandkids and I was gonna give each of them so much of it.
Okay. All right. So you're saving it for your grandkids because you had mentioned that your retirement is gonna come from the VA.
Right.
Okay.
I've got like about maybe a year, year and a half.
In Vanguard or the VA?
Before I retire.
Oh, before you retire. Oh, I was going to. I got it. Okay. Well, congratulations
right.
almost, huh? All right. So you're looking at that Vanguard account as kind of savings for your grandkids. And how many grandkids do you have?
Five.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. I hope they stop right there.
Really? Is five enough?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. And did you write down anything else in terms of your associations with Vanguard?
No, savings. I haven't really had any problems with them, you know, and about all I can think of is just savings because I have saved some, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And how do you interact, if at all? Do you interact with Vanguard at all or communicate
yeah,
with them?
Yeah, I've taken a couple loans from them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
And how have you done that? Like how have you initiated that?
I called Vanguard, and you can either do a loan or you can do a withdraw. And I've done probably two or three loans.
Okay.
And what I do, you know, my kids need stuff sometimes, so I would take a loan, and then they couldn't get the credit for it because they're just my oldest is 32.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just a little hard for them right now. My youngest
right.
is 28,
right.
And I've got three kids,
uh-huh.
And they just have a hard time getting loans. So I just work with them, and then they work with me.
And when was the last time you did that? Where you had to call Vanguard? Do that?
Well, I just did one here, but I did a withdraw, a month ago.
Okay. All right.
And I had no problem. It just, about 6 days, I had the money.
And any other ways that you interact with them or communicate with them, or they communicate with you?
Well, they do send you your monthly statements, and mm-hmm. they every year you get the same. Do you want to change what you got mm-hmm. on your 401 or keep it? And I've been just keeping it.
Okay.
So
you get the monthly statements, you said, through the mail? Is that how they come?
Yeah, it comes through the mail.
Okay. All right. And and then when they send you something at the end of the year, whether you want to change what your contribution or how your money's allocated or any of that, they send you that
right.
mail as well?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes, they
All
do.
Right. Uh-huh. And I noticed when you talked about them communicating with you and you communicate with them, you didn't mention anything about their website. Have you ever been to the Vanguard website, if you can recall?
No, I'm not really good on computers that mm-hmm. much, so I try to stay away from that system.
Okay.
I don't like business on a computer. I'd rather talk to people.
Okay, all right. Why is that? In general, why?
I don't know. I guess I've been raised that way. I'm just mm-hmm. still old school, more or less.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you do anything on the computer?
No, not really. Well, I have to for work, for safety, but other than that, no. And that's just with the company's computer
okay.
line. So.
Okay. So do you have a computer for your personal use at all?
Just my phone here. It's uh-huh. got all that stuff, but I don't okay. even get into that half the time.
Is it a smartphone or is it a phone with that you can have apps on it and access the internet?
Well, I've got plenty of apps. It's a smartphone.
Okay, and what apps do you like to use?
What apps?
Yeah.
I don't really use the apps on it.
Okay.
I use the phones and maybe the camera, and that's about it.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. And have you ever had any exposure to Vanguard's website at all?
No, I've never looked at it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm beginning to think maybe I should.
Oh, why?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like you got a little bit more information about it than I do.
Well, I can certainly share that with you. One of the reasons we're talking to people is to understand if they're not signed up for the website, why not? It sounds like
right.
you're not a big computer user.
No, I'm not. Well, like I said, even with my bank, I'd rather talk one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So since you brought up your bank, I guess you mean your primary bank, your checking and savings
right.
account? Yeah.
Right.
So you don't do anything online with your bank?
No, never.
And how do you, so you pay your bills, what, by check, paper check?
Yeah, we write checks.
Uh-huh, right. I
yeah.
know those. I do that, too. and... let me just see. Let me, since you brought up your bank and you brought up the website and you said maybe you should because I've been talking about it, let me talk to you a little bit about Vanguard.com, and I just want to get your, well, I guess I want to start out by asking you what could the website do for you that might be compelling to you or motivating to you?
I really don't think it could do anything because you're still not talking to a person.
Mm.
Like I said, I prefer talking straight to somebody to do business or anything than to just do it on a mm-hmm. phone or
okay.
computer.
All right. Now, you mentioned you take your loans or withdrawals. You've done that a few times. If you could do that on Vanguard.com, do you see a benefit for that?
Well, there's probably a benefit of time-wise, maybe mm-hmm. saving, but I'll never change to a computer.
No.
Sorry.
No.
That's not my thoughts. No.
Yeah. Okay. And is it, and the reason you would never change to a computer is that... you mentioned because you like talking to talking to people. Any other reason?
No, that's just about it. You know, I just, I'd rather, you know, be able to see or, you know who I'm talking to or something, not a machine.
Why, talk to me about why that is. Why do you think, I know you said you were raised that way.
Right, that's all it is I was raised that way, and I believe in it. It makes sense.
Okay.
To me, well.
Okay, all right. So if is it, would there be anything that Vanguard could do to motivate you or convince you or not?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you ever have need to check your balance of your account?
I can call that right in. I do that on the phone. And I know that's computerized doing it, but I'm still just on my phone. I'm not going to be pushing a ton of buttons to get into
it
and all that.
Right. And when you do it on your phone, because I'm not familiar with this, do you actually talk to a live person or is it an automated?
Sometimes you can if you call during the day. If you call like after 5 o'clock or so, you usually get the computer. So I usually call during the day.
Because you like to talk to someone, a live person.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I know how to get to it, the Wi-Fi.
Okay. But even if you call at night and you get an automated response, that's not, that's still preferred over, you said, punching a lot of buttons?
Well, I think if I talk to a person, they're going to tell me something, and if I don't get what my answer I want, they'll look it up for me.
Oh, okay. Has that ever happened?
And the
where...
computer. I don't have any problems because they usually have the answer right then.
Got it. And you started saying,
right.
But with the computer, what would be...
Yeah, you got to keep going around in circles. I tried it one time and I didn't like it.
Oh, you tried it on what on Vanguard?
I tried it with Vanguard once. I called one night and tried to get through to them, and the computer just didn't seem like it was catching what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't care.
Got it.
Right.
You were talking like you were. Talking into a computer.
Right. You have to talk to the phone, it takes it, and then half time it wouldn't, so then you'd have to start pushing buttons, and it's like, wow, this is ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Well, Mickey, you know what? We are done. I got the information I needed to get.
That was quick.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just talking to different folks about some who use the website, some who don't use the website, to try to understand why some people do, why some people don't, and you told me why you don't, and you were very helpful to our information gathering process. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for, I hope we didn't inconvenience you by having to pull over.
No problem.
But I do appreciate that, and Smith will be sending you out your honorarium in the mail, and I hope you enjoy your evening.
You too, guys, and I hope I did you something
that
would help you.
No, absolutely, for sure you did. We're talking to a whole bunch of different people, so we like to hear everybody's different views on, on using the website. So thank you
right.
so much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great evening and weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.